It took a while to work out the details in the county's request for proposals to operate and quite possibly build a new composting facility. But when the deadline for submissions ran out in mid-January, an even dozen had been submitted. Patrick Carter, executive director of the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency, says the thick binders he received sought to provide specific answers to some complex questions.
We're asking them, where would they take the material? I mean, some of the sites are existing facilities, so that's pretty easy. We're going to take your green waste, and this is how much it's going to cost you. Some of the proposals are for brand new sites within Sonoma County. So what we're asking them is, where would those sites be? How much would that cost? What time frame would it take for you to get all the permits and arrangements in place so that you could accept the material?
Last week, the agency's board of directors signed off on a set of weighted criteria to use in evaluating the proposals, now down to 11. These include technical feasibility, the qualifications and experience of the proposers, and, most significantly, financial projections.
My hope is that we at least keep it close to what the costs are today.
But Dan Noble of the Compost Coalition of Sonoma County, a broad-based stakeholders group, is concerned that the review of the proposals may not place enough emphasis on their most important concerns.
The top priority is to keep our organics in Sonoma County. Keep it local. Right now, of course, they're being shipped out of the county and going to other places. So that's top priority. And building a facility and having a quality facility as quickly as possible in order for that to happen.
Noble adds that there is growing demand for a local compost source within the county.
Sonoma County has almost half and half urban and rural lands, a lot of rural lands because of the protected farmland, and of course the wine industry and now the emerging cannabis industry. Those are important markets for this material, and we can use all of that material here locally because we have the markets for it.
Carter acknowledges that need, but he notes that an early startup date and building a new local facility could be mutually exclusive desires.
If the material would be going to existing sites, that would be as soon as the deal is inked and we've made allowances for how to haul that material. So those would be fairly quick. That should be pretty seamless. Instead of taking it to this site, bring this material to this site, because existing sites shouldn't have any issue accepting the material. New sites, we're talking about years to get those into effect.
One possible solution could lie in Santa Rosa's willingness to host a new composting facility on land adjacent to the city's regional wastewater treatment plant on Llano Road between Sebastopol and Rohnert Park. Carter says that four of the proposals included such a plan, a process that began with a separate scrutiny of the interested proposers by the city of Santa Rosa.
I think they received about 10 proposals and were willing to enter into potentially lease agreements at some point in the future with four of them. And those folks took that information into our process and said, here's our letter from the city. We have a potential viable site. We want to be part of your process. So here's our proposal.
Examining those details will be part of the agency's full review of all 11 remaining proposals. Carter says that process will occupy the next several weeks. He expects to present one or more preferred alternatives to his board of directors at their May 16th meeting. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.